Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time where you will receive a powerful promise from God to breathe in to refresh your spirit. You'll also receive a soul care tip. This is a practical action you can take to lower stress. And you'll also breathe out a prayer that will help calm your body and emotions. For those moments when you want to stop the stress, what do you find is your go-to response? There are four different ways that we tend to respond to stress. And today we're going to talk about how we usually respond to stress, what are the automatic responses, and what's one thing we can do to stop the stress. In my work and ministry as a soul care coach, I help women to flourish in their wellness, emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, physical wellness, and social wellness. If I were to ask you which area of wellness are you missing the most, which area would that be for you? I want you to take my soul care quiz. It's soulcarequiz.com. When you go to soulcarequiz.com, you'll be able to take a survey. There's 21 different stressors. These are the top stressors that women experience when they want to break free from worry, stress, or anxiety. And many times we don't even know what we need because we're so focused on getting work done, taking care of others, or we're just feeling discouraged and we can feel overwhelmed and also numb. We've lost our joy. We don't know why. But if you become more aware of what your stressors are, then it makes it so much easier to nurture and take care of yourself. So here is this soul care quiz you can take, and it's a wonderful way to also be vulnerable to talk with your friends about this topic. And so it's really fun. You know, everybody, it's a fun way. Everybody enjoys taking a quiz and kind of taking a look at, hey, where is it that I'm missing wellness the most? So go to soulcarequiz.com. Soulcarequiz.com.
Look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
So among all these different stressors, there are top four responses that women often will say, this is holding me back. And I want to ask you today, what is holding you back from taking better care of yourself? What's holding you back from choosing what gives you rest, more peace, or spark joy? This is an important thing to do, is to become aware, because we just kind of want to jump over it or go around it because maybe we're concerned that if I think about what I need too much, then there might be some changes that I'd have to make. And that might cause maybe conflict, or maybe it would cause disruption. But yet Jesus says, you are worthy of rest. Jesus' invitation for us to rest, he says, come to me, those who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. And not just any kind of rest. He says in that same passage that he wants to give us rest for your soul. Jesus says, you will find rest for your soul, and you will learn. He invites us to learn from me. So rest is not something where it's just a light switch, but something that we practice and do. It's important because millions of people struggle with anxiety, depression, and burnout. According to the CDC, a staggering 42% of Americans are grappling with mental health issues. and you're probably seeing this in your social circles, and so am I. I want to invite you to pick up a copy of my book. It's coming out in 2 weeks. I'm so excited. I've been working on it for 2 years. It's called Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. This is the book where I talk about those 21 stressors and 21 solutions so that you can restore calm to your body and your emotions. And they're really practical tips, but also you'll see they're based on scripture and science. It's so important because from the moment we wake up, we are inundated with noise, pressure, and expectations that wear us down, especially as we move into life post-pandemic. Each of us carries residual stress or trauma of some sort, something that we've kind of put away to the side because we needed to be strong. But our emotional and physical limits have been pushing us past our limits, past anything that we've ever had to deal with. And we have been strong. We survived a tornado of confusion, isolation, and loss. And many of us are dealing with grief, while others of us are just flat out exhausted. So getting back to those four areas of responses that we tend to have as women, you know, we're heroes when it comes to loving and caring for others. But why is it so hard to give ourselves permission to rest and refresh when we're stressed and need it most? Perhaps you have always been the encourager and always the one responsible for taking care of others. Could that be you? That is the first reason, one of the top reasons that women find it hard to take action to take better care of yourself. It's the role and the responsibilities that you have on your shoulders. Is that you? And everyone has a story. Where is it in your journey that you've picked up the message, this role that you need to be the encourager all the time? Or when have you picked up the message that you are the responsible one? That when anything is happening around you, you tend to be the one you feel to have to pick up the pieces. So that's the first, is the role or responsibility that we somehow feel like we need to carry all the time. It's interesting because Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you, for my burden is comfortable and light." It's another way to think of it is saying, Jesus says, when you're with me, when you're weary and heavy burdened, take on my way of living, my way of being. It should be comfortable and light. Easy is another translation. And so during the day, there's many different ways to do the things we need to do. And I want to encourage you to choose the path that is more comfortable for you and is easier for you. And it's maybe very difficult because you may have picked up a role or responsibility that you've been wearing for too long. Yes, there are roles and responsibilities. Those are seasons, maybe, or maybe certain parts of our day or time, but that should not be our identity. Because our identity is to be God's beloved daughter. And where Jesus says, "Come with me and let's find rest together." Do you feel that maybe you never had the need to take care of your mental health? So that's the second reason, is that maybe you never had the need. You never felt any feelings of feeling down or depression, or it would just pass by you, or you'd worry, but you seem to be able to shake it off. Or you might feel anxious, but only temporarily, but you're finding it more difficult. You're seeing signals from your body that you are stressed. The third reason, perhaps you didn't feel comfortable sharing your needs. Maybe you never had that permission to share your needs, or maybe when you did share your need, you were rejected. Your needs were minimized. You weren't supported or loved. So that is another way. The reason is that we are kind of protecting ourselves. It's our shield, is that we have to be strong and we're not going to feel our needs by not being vulnerable about what's really going on, how you're really feeling in your body or in your emotions. And fourth is you just didn't have time to figure it out. You just are very busy. Your schedule has just been the type of schedule that's always just very packed. And you don't know another way. You don't know what to take off your plate. You wouldn't know how to put space into your schedule and how to add rhythms. So these four reasons, I'm curious which one you are feeling. It's important because sometimes when we acknowledge, we pause and realize, oh, I actually am seeing this response and it's not helping my stress. That's actually a great beginning because then we know there's something new God wants to do in our lives. God says, don't you perceive it? I'm doing something new in your life. I'm going to make a stream in the desert. I'm going to make a path in the wilderness. So when you're stressed, it feels like there's a wilderness. There's no way that you could see a way out, but there is. That's the great news. You are worth taking care of. And so for the first time ever, if you're wondering if it's okay to talk about your diminished wellness, I want to reassure you that you can stop the stress. And so that's why I'm very passionate about this book, and I want you to pick it up. It's coming out. If you pre-order now, you'll be able to get a free book club access where I encourage you every week. You can watch it on replay. You'll have a video. I have a 4-part Bible study. This is only available now before April 4th, before the book comes out. Just my thank you gift for you to pre-order the gift. And it supports me in my ministry as an author. So thank you for picking up this gift. If you know a woman who would be encouraged by nurturing her wellness, this is a great gift even ahead for Mother's Day or for a birthday. So I wanted to be faithful to share this book with you because God put it on my heart to write this book.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Now I want to share with you, how can you stop the stress? Obviously, there's 21 different ways in this book, but for today's purposes, I want to share with you, there is a 3-step rhythm. Okay, this is a 3-step rhythm where you can transform moments of chaos to calm. This is a very powerful rhythm I used myself when I was having panic attacks when I could hardly breathe. That's what happens if you've ever had anxiety attacks or panic attacks. You know what I'm talking about. You literally struggle to get a full breath in. So first is breathing in the truth. Breath work is so important, being able to breathe, because we hold tension in our bodies. But we want to use our body's natural breathing rhythm, and we want to also add God's promises. We also want to add prayer into it, a practice. So first, breathe in truth. You refresh your spirit with God's loving word, and then you breathe out a prayer. And this is called a breath prayer. And when you follow the rhythm of your breathing, it helps your body activate the rest and relaxation response. And when you recite God's promises, then you will feel God's presence with you. And third, you want to do something, take action to do something to bring your body and your emotions peace or joy. Okay, so the 3-step rhythm is breathing in truth, breathing out prayer, and then taking action to put feet to your faith by doing something that will help you to stress less. For this week, I have 2 soul care tips for you, and you can choose one or do both. You'll have double the amount of wellness. These 2 soul care tips are based on a scripture I want to share with you, which is from Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Now, what is your response to this verse? What does it mean to be still and to know that God is God? We often will think that it means being still means to do nothing. It's to stop any movement. But actually, if you double click on the root word be still, you look at the root word in Hebrew, the Hebrew word is rapha. It means to let go of your grip, to relax. Being still means to do things that help you relax, help you loosen your grip. So many of us, when we worry and it grips us, or anxiety, it grips us, or depression, when it grips us, we think, okay, I'm just going to just be still by not doing anything. That isn't what the scripture says. The root word says to let go of it, we need to relax. So we need to move in a direction, doing things that help you relax. And that is when your worries start diminishing, or we can dial down the worry. Obviously, it's human. We're going to go through struggles or challenges. And so it's not so much whether we'll worry. It's more like, how do we respond to worry? We dial it down. We lower it by doing something that helps you relax. That's what it means. And what does it mean to know God? The know is yada, which is to experience God. So the way you experience God is going to be unique to you. What brings you peace? What brings you joy? What helps you relax? Let me ask you, what are some of the things that you can do? Let's start with a really simple way, simple thing you can do to relax. What would that be? Well, I want to give you two just to get you started, because that's what helps us. And that's why I love this book so much. It's your reference grab to guidebook. You can get 21 different ways. And one of them is to brew some tea. It's so simple. What's your favorite tea? What is your favorite tea? A cup of tea can soothe your mind and relax your body. The ritual of brewing a cup of tea releases a calming response associated with the anticipation of enjoyment. Tea has therapeutic benefits. In one study, a cup of tea reduced anxiety levels in participants by up to 25% after they experienced a stressful moment. So take a moment to brew a cup of tea and stir in a spoonful of honey or a splash of cream. And in doing that, we are being present with Jesus, because Jesus is with us as we take that breath in of peace with a cup of tea. It's a practice during the day when you feel stressed, take a moment, brew a cup of tea, and be mindful. Be mindful to experience God's peace in that moment. The second tip that I have for you is to buy yourself some flowers. I love how Jesus invites us to look at flowers in the field when he says, don't worry, look at the flowers. A Harvard University study found that when women placed flowers in the kitchen and saw them first thing in the morning, they reported a boost in energy, happiness, and friendliness that lasted throughout the day. This was even true for those who weren't morning people, who tended to start the day with morning blahs. So flowers are God's natural mood enhancer. So that's your challenge this week, is to buy yourself some flowers. And what would be your favorite flowers? What are your favorite flowers? Just think about it. The way God created us, something about when our eyes look at some flowers, your body responds by relaxing. Isn't that amazing? And it's universal. Anybody on any place on this earth, you give them flowers, they're going to feel a sense of goodness and beauty and relax. So is it any wonder when someone isn't feeling well, we want to bring flowers? I want to invite you now to pray with me. Dear Jesus, whatever is ahead of me today, you know it all. The very thought of you taking care of me quiets my heart. You are the one who's in control. Guide me. Help me now. Give me your wisdom. Reassure me of your love. Give me courage to do what I must do. I cast my cares on you because you care for me. In Jesus' name, amen. So pray with me now the breath prayer. Breathe in. I cast my cares on you. Breathe out, because you care for me. Friends, I cannot wait to join with you next week to encourage you more with more soul care, with more of God's words of affirmation. Remember to pick up my book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, and sign up for my book club and the free Bible study at thebreathebook.com. thebreathebook.com and take my soul care quiz, soulcarequiz.com. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.